This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Bob Kinzel. I hope you haven't got caught out in the downpours we've had in the last couple days in a lot of parts of Vermont. The weather has been volatile, hot and muggy, then pouring rain. And we've already experienced several 90-plus degree days in parts of the state that have left us all sweating and looking for the nearest swimming hole. So here to talk to us about these weather patterns and what's been leading to them and these weather conditions is Andrew Licanto. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Burlington. I want to thank you for joining us, Andrew.
Thank you very much for having me on. Good afternoon, everybody.
So have we had more warm weather days than normal in Vermont this summer?
Yeah, we have. We've had here in the Burlington area, we've recorded 8 days of 90-degree temperatures or above. And the interesting thing about that is, as most of us know, growing up in New England and here in Vermont, certainly when we get the really warm temperatures, it's usually accompanied by those kind of days where it's really humid. And really, for much of those 90-degree days, except just recently, it's been a dry heat. It really hasn't been that kind of. It's been certainly hot,
but not as humid and hazy as normally.
Yeah, exactly. It's been more of a dry heat.
And that's so we hear about dry heat in places like the Southwest. Tucson's been getting nailed in Phoenix with very high temperatures and that dry heat. So how do we get dry heat instead of the humidity that we normally have?
We've actually been in dry conditions recently. We haven't had a lot of rain, and that's kind of a feedback with temperatures is that if the soils are really dry, often the temperatures are warmer. We're not really getting into a weather pattern that would bring up, really tropical moisture, which we typically see with these kind of heat waves, mm-hmm. so to speak.
So we're not really built for having those 90-plus temperatures like places in the Sun Belt. Do you have some safety precautions about when the heat rises that you want people to know about?
Yeah, Rick, that's a good point is that, this area certainly has – it's a little bit more vulnerable to heat just because there are so many, places around here that don't have air conditioning.
We know how to handle the snow.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. As far as heat goes, the best thing you can do is take frequent breaks, make sure that you're hydrated, and especially take breaks in areas where there is some air conditioning. Places like malls, recreational centers, movie theaters as well, places that are really air conditioned. You want to take as frequent breaks as you can. Try to stay in the shade as often as you can. In some occupations, that's difficult, but you certainly want to do that because certainly take as many breaks as you can because otherwise you'll start to suffer from different heat related illnesses, and we don't want to see that happen.
Has the weather been unusually up and down, hot then cold, rather than more stable?
Yeah, it's certainly our area compared to many places in the country tends to experience more changeable weather, especially in the summertime. The weather patterns, we usually get warm, but we also have periods of cooler, refreshing weather. And, certainly compared to areas like the South where it's hot and dry all the time and hot and humid all the time in the summer. Here it's a little bit more changeable. We have more, storms can be a little bit stronger here. Certainly the weather has been more up and down. That's typical for a Vermont summer.
This has been my 14th summer in Vermont. And what I've noticed is rarely are two the same. I can remember an entire summer with highs that were mostly in the 60s and rainy most every day. So why are our summers so random?
Oh, that's a good question. A lot of it has to do with just sort of natural, just variability. Certainly in the summertime, the kind of the characteristic weather pattern that sets up is the South has what we call a large area of higher pressure. And that just, up to the north, we have, certainly more of a jet stream. And that tends to introduce more cloudy weather, oftentimes more storm systems that move across our area. So we tend to see more of a gradient in temperatures than, say, areas in the South and the Central Plains do.
So one of the things, that you look at is those weather patterns that we experience from other parts of the world. What do you see from elsewhere that's affecting us now and normally in our weather patterns here.
Yeah. Well, normally we do get surges of hot weather. That does happen here. As you know, sometimes we tend to laugh off the heat, but it does happen here.
Yep.
But you know, typically, you know, the pattern we're in right now is actually more typical of summer, where it's you know, the south tends to get warm. The southern tier of the U.S. tends to get warm. And here in the north, we see a little bit more in the way of more moderate temperatures, occasional surges of humidity. There's no question about that. And certainly these past couple of days, we've certainly seen that. That's typically the kind of pattern that the pattern we're in now, where we have the high pressure to the south of us, and it's really hot, really, you know, really humid to our south. Occasionally that does make its way north. And certainly you've seen that the past couple days.
And what are we going to see coming up this weekend?
Well, finally, we got a nice break from the heat and humidity. Coming really later this evening and into tomorrow, you should start to see a real drop-off in the real sticky kind of air mass we've been stuck in. More refreshing temperatures for the weekend. Highs pretty much in the 80s, but also very comfortable humidity levels. Going into later in the weekend, and especially Monday and into Tuesday, we'll have to watch for some storms that will come, you know, from the west. Some of those could be strong. We'll have to look at that in the next couple of days, certainly for sure. But certainly for your weekend, it should be great conditions. You know, good to get outside, comfortable humidities, highs in the 80s, lows in the, you know, 50s to the upper 40s in some of the cooler valleys. But it overall, it should be much, much, much nicer than the past few days.
And what can you tell us about the rest of our summer?
Yeah, it should be essentially more of the same. You know, we'll have, you know, periodic surges of warm temperatures, but, you know, a couple days in between of, you know, cool, refreshing, kind of, you know, cool, refreshing Canadian air masses that, you know, tend to give us kind of a nature's own air conditioning, so to speak.
We love when you say Canadian air masses, because that means it's got to be more comfortable at this time of year, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of a different story in winter, because usually in the winter we get really cold when that happens. But certainly in the summertime, the Canadian air masses are, you know, definitely a boon around here for sure.
Are you originally from Vermont?
No, I'm actually I'm from Massachusetts, from the Worcester area originally. Mm-hmm. I lived here for about 5 years, just you know, working for the Weather Service, and it's been great.
And what is it that got you into to become a meteorologist? What was the interest?
You know, it's funny, if you interview any meteorologist, there's usually one, they have one event or one storm that really triggered it. For me, just growing up in Worcester, just the frequent nor'easters we get, you know, that certainly pushed me to go. And you know, I certainly have an interest in thunderstorms too. So those two things really kind of pushed me.
And how much longer are the winters that you experience here than you did in Worcester growing up?
Oh God, they're, you know, it seems like it's at least one or two more months longer.
Can we quote you on that? I mean, is that an actual figure that the National Weather Service has found from research?
No, that's not something I would recommend you quote me on, but it's my perception anyway.
I gotcha. Andrew Lecanto is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Burlington. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rick.